Shulchan Menachem in 3:27. Over here is that he actually talks about hakafos that we do in the night of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah in the day. The joy that is displayed is even greater than the joy that we do during the entire days of Sukkot when Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and more than the joy of a Yontav in general. This is an additional joy. And we also, before we do the Hakafas, we do the verses from Atah Reisa. We do them three times. So it turns out that since you do three Hakafas in the Chabad Minhag, you do it the night of Shmini Atzeres, the night of Simchas Torah, and one by day Simchas Torah. So you end up doing 3 times 3, which is 9 times. And 3 times, anytime you do something 3 times, it's considered established. So the fact that you do it 3 times, you're lending strength to all of these verses and all of these additional blessings that come by. In the Chabad tradition, they added to these verses also the pasuk. It says, "V'hoya zaracho ka'afar ha'oretz, uforatzto yomo v'kedmo v'tzofeino v'negbo v'nivruchu v'chol kol mishpcho yisro adomo v'zarecho," which is the verse that God promises to Abraham that your seed will be like the dust of the earth, and you will burst out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and all families of the worlds will bless themselves by the Jewish people. That verse is also incorporated as one of the verses of the Atah Reisa. Now, during the Hakafos and the two nights, we go around 7 times around the Bima. But on the day Hakafa, we just do 3.5 times. Each set of verses that we do only gets a half a turn, and then we turn around. That's the way we do it for the daytime. So it turns out that there's 3.5. And the other thing is that, you know, most of the time people expect, you know, the Torah, to learn the Torah, but on Simchas Torah we dance with the Torah, and we actually have the crown of the Torah sitting on top of it, so that the Zohar says that we decorate, basically, we use the crown as the decoration for the Torah because we're dancing, we're holding the Torah up in high esteem. So the Rebbe is against those who want to remove that crown from the Torah towards the dancing with the Sefer Torah because they worry that maybe the crown will fall off of the Sefer Torah. But the Rebbe says that's not the right thing to do because in the Zohar it says very specifically that the Keser Torah, the crown of the Torah, belongs, is connected to Simchas Torah, and from Simchas Torah it expands into the entire year. Further, the Rebbe mentions over here, the Rebbe mentions is that women that the Rebbe is writing to him that in a letter that the Rebbe discussed with him about women participating in the Hakafot Simchas Torah. So the Rebbe says, I paid attention to another issue, which is not really directly related to Simchas Torah and the Hakafos, but still that is tied to direct question, directly to the question, how should the conduct be practically? And the Rebbe says that it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Sima Peches that about women in certain circumstances, I guess, you know, during the times of the period, There's a discussion whether they can come to shul. They're not in the ritual pure state. And the Rebbe says that we should really take into consideration the feelings of the women. The Rebbe quotes the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. They will be very upset that everybody goes into the shul and they're standing outside because they're during that time of the month. And the Rebbe says, that's even talking about entering into the shul. But over there, just not, we're not talking about that would be very upsetting to them. So the Rebbe says, so for that we understand, and in our city, that we don't have any power or any authority to make new conduct, because it also, because of the gray of the debate over there, and the difference, the way it's done in the house and in the shul. So the Rebbe therefore says the conclusion has to be not to add anything to the standard custom, and there is no allowance for making hakafas with a Sefer Torah. The Rebbe does not allow. The Rebbe wrote this letter to a rabbi, and the Rebbe also says that intentionally, purposely, I didn't want to use the word limitations, because every in a Torah is a kindness, a Torah of chesed. What can be seen as a limitation is not at all. But the contrary, this is the greatest benefit, because this is important to them. This is actually from an English letter. They translated it over here. They wanted to make hakafas, but the Rebbe basically, and this is a letter in English, the Rebbe did not approve of that, and says the bottom line is that that would not be the right thing to do.